Hyundai said today it will suspend production in South Korea because of disruptions to its supply chain caused by the coronavirus. The company is the first auto manufacturer outside of China to take such a step as the number of people infected continues to rise. There's more than 20,000 cases reported in 25 countries and territories and at least 427 deaths so far. China's president declared a race against time to curb the spread of coronavirus and warned that officials neglecting their duties would be punished. But as health officials scramble to contain this virus, misinformation is also spreading online. Let's bring in Shireen Ghaffari. She's a reporter with Recode. Welcome to Here and Now, Shireen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you report that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok are full of misinformation about the coronavirus. What information are you seeing out there exactly?
Sure, all different kinds. There's been a lot about false reports regarding the origin of the virus. There's a popular hoax that the virus is actually a bioweapon that Chinese spies smuggled out of Canada. That's absolutely not true. There's another theory that there's already a vaccine, and this is all a setup to sell more vaccines, which is completely unproven. And there, you know, health authorities say there is currently no vaccine. People are working on one, but there's none available. And then some of the most dangerous ones, arguably, are hoaxes that purport fake cures. There's a false claim that if you drink bleach that can cure coronavirus, that is fake and harmful. And that's the kind that we're seeing some social media companies such as Facebook say they are trying to actively remove.
You know, in addition to trying to actively remove those harmful messages, you report that these tech companies are also scrambling to try to promote factual content. How is that working?
Yeah, so companies such as YouTube and others are trying to sort of elevate the authoritative, what they call the authoritative sources on this. So, for example, on YouTube, if you search for coronavirus, before the search results, you will be pointed to a New York Times article as of last week that is, you know, very informative and up to date on the coronavirus epidemic. And then, you know, other apps like Twitter, for example, similar thing. If you search for hashtag coronavirus, you're pointed to, you know, health authorities, resources on it. And so that kind of sort of manual reshifting of the algorithm of kind of directing users to something that they may not normally be directed to, they're hoping will help in this situation.
Yeah. I'm thinking about how fast things are able to go viral. What is the reach of this information that that's out there on these platforms? Do we know if it's having an impact?
The reach is tremendous. I mean, Twitter said last week that there's been 15 million tweets about coronavirus in the past 4 weeks alone. We don't have an exact number for how many kind of fake posts there have been, but in our reporting, we've seen posts that have blatant lies in them rack up hundreds of thousands of likes and views easily across platforms like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. So it's out there. It's making an impact.
The World Health Organization reported the first death of the virus outside of China on Saturday. It was a 44-year-old resident of Wuhan, China, who had traveled to the Philippines before he died. People are understandably hungry for information about this disease. These headlines just keep coming. So what should people know about the information they see online? How do you assess whether it's accurate?
Look to see, first of all, if the news that you're getting is from a reputable news source. And if you're not sure if it's a reputable news source or not, try to see who is being quoted as an authority in the articles. We saw a lot of these hoaxes citing experts who are not really experts. And, you know, you want to see organizations like the Center for Disease Control, like the World Health Organization. Those are authorities on the extent of the coronavirus. And not just some random person who's been quoted as a quote-unquote expert.
Yeah. You know, as so many of us know, social media is kind of perfectly designed to sow panic. I mean, that's the irony to this conversation that we're talking about misinformation about this disease going viral. I mean, is there any way to effectively police this? Or is there just a certain amount of misinformation baked into how social media networks operate?
Yeah, I mean, I think to some extent, it's just like a game of whack-a-mole, where if you're letting people say whatever they want on a platform, you're always going to have people who are going to say false things. But I think it's very valid to question what kind of information gets prioritized on these platforms, as you were asking, you know, how the algorithms work in terms of are you promoting correct statements, or are you promoting statements that may be inflammatory or stoke fear? And also to ask these platforms, you know, what they're doing, even though they may not be able to be comprehensive, but what they are doing to minimize and reduce some of the most harmful false hoaxes out there.
That's Shireen Ghaffari. She's a reporter with Recode. Shireen, thank you.
Thank you.